Mary had a little lamb,
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A new, just-released Quinnipiac University poll shows that the top five 2020 Democratic candidates, when going head-to-head with President Trump, all come out on top by large margins, as you can see there. Joe Biden polling the best with a 54-38% lead over the president. That's 16 percentage points. Joining me now is CNN's Ryan Nobles. You look at Biden's numbers here, and another headline is, in terms of his lead over the rest of the Democratic contenders, maintaining a large lead, and that Monmouth poll earlier this week that showed a dead heat among the three at the top appears to be an outlier.
At this point, it really does, Jim. And when you look at these numbers from Quinnipiac, they basically are unmoved since the last time that they took this survey. Let's take a look at them right now. Joe Biden in a strong lead right now among the Democratic field with 32%. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in second, basically tied for second there, 19% to 15% for Sanders. Kamala Harris at 7%, Pete Buttigieg at 5%, and Beto O'Rourke coming in at 1%. And when you compare that to some of these surveys that have been taken over the past month, this pretty much shows that the Democratic field is locked in pretty much a standard operating procedure here. You see the CNN poll from not too long ago at 29%. That Monmouth poll that you talked about from earlier in the week did show that Biden had dropped significantly down to 19%, and it actually showed that Sanders and Warren were at 20%. The margin of error, though, on that Monmouth poll was at 5.7%, where the Quinnipiac poll and the CNN poll are more in the range of 3%. So it really does seem as though there isn't a ton of movement in this Democratic primary right now. One other thing that we should point out, Jim, is that there is big news with this poll related to the debate coming up not too long from now. And we see here that Tom Steyer, of course, the billionaire who got into the race late, has been flooding both television and digital platforms with ads, hoping to boost his poll numbers to get in and qualify for that DNC debate. He's not going to be able to do it with this poll. Jim, we don't anticipate any other polls coming out today. He needs at least one more poll by midnight tonight to get into the debate. That is significant because if Steyer is out, that means only one night of debates with 10 candidates on stage.
Right. And that is where we left off yesterday, because I didn't want to, you know, everybody went crazy about this Monmouth poll that had a very small sample size. And, you know, size matters. Yes, I am a size queen. And when it comes to your poll, it has to have a decent size. That's just a fact. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. And so the poll, the sample size was way too small. And it was obviously an outlier, meaning that I wanted to wait. And this is what I said. You know, they were telling us we had a three-way. There was going to be a three-way is what. Aren't elections exciting now? I mean, don't you get how excited I get? Don't you? Do you feel that? Do you feel the love? Do you feel that, you know, a forward push? Do you feel the thrust of the enjoyment that could be had with large sample size polls? And, yeah, three ways. So they were telling us it was going to be a three way. They were saying that Biden had lost all these, you know, polling points, and that Warren had gained and Sanders had gained so much that it was a three way. Huh. And, you know, a little gross, but, you know, only because Biden was still on top. And Sanders was in there. You know what I'm saying over there? I mean, but anyway, so I wanted to wait. That's where we left off yesterday. I said I didn't really want to get into it until I saw a trend. And so I knew that there were two polls coming out today. There was the USA Today Suffolk poll and the great big one, the one that everybody loves because their size is huge as far as the amount of people they talk to. The sample size in Quinnipiac polls are ginormous. They're reasonable. Their margin of error is smaller. And that's what you want. You want small. You want big polls, small margin of error. And so the new Quinnipiac poll did come out today, and the new USA Today Suffolk poll came out today. And it's identical to what we've seen before. So there is no trend away from Biden. There is no upward movement for, you know, Elizabeth Warren or for Bernie Sanders to speak of. The Quinnipiac today had Biden at 32, Sanders at 15, Warren at 19. Okay. The USA Today Suffolk had Biden at 32, Sanders at 12, Warren at 14. Now, both those polls had Cory Booker and Kamala Harris tied at 6. Yang is at 3 in both these polls. Booker is at 1 in Quinnipiac and 2 in the USA Today Suffolk. So you can sort of see what's going on as far as the trend goes if you lay all these polls out in front, you know, next to each other. Now, it is so early that the only reason why it matters is because today is August the 28th. And when I tell you something, that means I will follow up on it. And so I told you the cutoff to get into this debate on September 12th in Houston is today. Actually, it's tonight. They have until 11:59 tonight. The others that didn't meet the 2% in three-poll threshold to find another poll that is recognized by the Democratic National Committee that shows them at least 2%. So, for instance, Tom Steyer, he's got the proper amount of donors. And, you know, the criteria for who is included in our debates in the first and second debate was one thing. And now going forward into the third and fourth debate has doubled. So in the first and second debates, in order to be on the stage, you needed 65,000 individual donors and 1% in three polls. I think my TV's on. Hang on. It is. It's better than the fire alarm yesterday. Did you hear that? I mean, we muscled through. We are unbelievable. We muscled. Yesterday, if you missed it, go back and listen to it. We got hit by lightning so bad. You could actually hear the crack of thunder and the lightning at the same time because the storm was like right over our freaking heads. And the lightning crack was so severe that it turned on all the fire alarms in our building. No, I'm not in my basement. I'm not in my house. We're in a commerce park, okay? And this building that we're in, the fire alarm was going off in the whole building and went off for an hour and a half. And we just did our show. We just kept on going. We closed all the doors. I was smart enough to rent the orifices in the back of the building away from the fire alarm. So we were able to like muscle through. But oh, man, it was like torture. Every break I get up and I get some coffee or something or I go outside. And the whole building was emptied. Everybody was outside. And it was brain piercing. It was brain piercing. But we did it. We finished it. All right. So for the first and second debate, you just had to have 65,000 individual donors and 1% in three recognized polls. In these debates going forward, you have to have 130,000 individuals who donated. And you have to show 2% in three polls. Now, Tom Steyer has met the fundraising, obviously. He has 130,000 different donors, individual donors. But he's only had a 2% showing in two recognized polls. He's waiting for a third poll today. Now, I know Quinnipiac and USA Today were coming out today. He didn't make it. So he won't be on the stage in this particular debate. The same thing for Tulsi Gabbard. She is three polls short of 2%, so I don't think she'll be. But there are other debates, right? We're talking specifically about September 12th. Tom Steyer, Tulsi Gabbard, and whoever didn't make the cut this time, 10 did and the rest didn't, have a chance to make it in October. There'll be another debate, obviously, and the same rules will apply. So that's why the polls were interesting to me today. And also, I didn't want to talk about the Monmouth poll, if it was going to be an outlier, meaning it wasn't part of a documentable, demonstrable trend. And so I left it alone all day yesterday, but it doesn't look like there's a three-way yet. Has Sanders and Warren improved? Yes. Yes, they have.